Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting second, the shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third, the first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth, the DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting sixth, the catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Doug Griffin. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Steve Barr. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting second, the third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting third, the left fielder, Rick Manning. Batting fourth, the center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fifth, the DH, Rico Carty. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting seventh, the catcher, John Ellis. Batting eighth, the first baseman, Bill Sudeikis. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Harrison. And now, play ball. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a fly ball into left field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Harrison, and towards Kuiper, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kuiper. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Kuiper steals second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kuiper moves to third. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kuiper scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty hits a fly ball into left field. Rye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Barr. Spikes moves to third. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Spikes tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Bill Sudeikis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sudeikis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Doyle fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Doyle. Sudeikis moves to third. Duffy moves to second. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kuiper takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-0, Indians. Jim Burton now pitching. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle takes first base on ball 4. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a line drive into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. Carbo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doyle moves to second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive towards short. Burleson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty is 0-for-1 in the game. Carty takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spikes takes first base on ball 4. Carty moves to second. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Doyle fields it and throws to second for the out. Carty moves to third. Two outs. Bill Sudeikis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sudeikis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sudeikis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carty scores. Ellis moves to second. It's 7-0, Indians. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sudaki scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rice for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Bell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-0, Indians. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Manning hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cardi hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spikes strikes out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sudakis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sudakis is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sudakis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up into left field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Doyle fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Kuiper takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Bell is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harrison fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Fisk moves to second. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Doyle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fisk scores. Miller moves to third. It's 8-1, Indians. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 2 in the game. Griffin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller scores. Doyle moves to second. It's 8-2, Indians. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carbo hits a line drive towards short. Duffy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tim Blackwell now catching. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-2, Indians. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Carty strikes out. 1 out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spikes hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-3 in the game. Burleson bunts towards the mound. Harrison fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burleson moves to third. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Sudeikis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sudeikis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sudeikis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson misplays the ball. That's an error on Burleson. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-3 in the game. Duffy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sudeikis moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two home runs. He's got five RBIs. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Bell reaches second base with a double. Sudeikis scores. Kuiper moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 10-2, Indians. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Kuiper scores. Bell moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 11-2, Indians. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bell tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 12-2, Indians. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cardi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manning moves to third. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Griffin hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.